Hey everyone, this is Julian, and this is the Clear Cash podcast. That's my Robin Williams flubber impression.
Is that what he does in Flubber? He stutters?
Yeah. Well, that whole movie was about him having a stutter and then using the flubber to fix it. You don't remember him going, flubba?
No. I thought it was about that he wanted to get onto the LA onto the Lakers, and he needed flubber to let him jump high.
Well, that was the second plot to the movie. The all movies have first plot and then second plot. Some movies even have third plot
structure. Yeah,
yeah. So first plot, cure my stutter, so I can get the girl. Mm-hmm. Second plot, make the Lakers score dunks.
Yeah, he does the half court dunk.
He does the half court dunk. It's a shoe deal.
Up and looks. They turn their head. What's the shoe like? I don't remember that part.
I don't remember if that was a real part. I do remember everyone standing up and cheering, really though. the actual canon of Flubber, who knows? Anything goes with that movie. It's a movie that constantly changes. It's like Berenstain and Berenstain. Mm-hmm. You know, that phenomena.
Oh, you're talking about the Mandela effect?
Yes. Same thing with Flubber. I might remember that movie about a lovable tramp that has a stutter who uses a green goo to fix it. Mm-hmm. You might remember it as not someone with a stutter and someone who uses their science skills to become a Laker.
That's how I remember it. Yeah.
Okay. Only one of us is right. Wikipedia and find out. Seriously, though, one thing I wanted to ask you is, did you see this trailer that came out? I know you don't really watch game trailers all that often, especially ones from direct from the big publishers, but Nintendo today released a trailer for a game called Mila Noir. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly.
The trailer for that, is that the line drawing art style?
No, it's pixel art.
Oh,
it's like a pixel art kind of in the same vein as like the Retro City Rampage type game. It's not overhead, though, at least not completely. It's like half overhead, but it's like an Italian, I think it's developed by an Italian game studio, and it's set in Italy. And you are doing the Retro City Rampage thing, shoot 'em up, but the trailer is like really mature. The game's not overly gory or anything. There's not a lot of blood or spray. Mm-hmm. But the characters in it say there's some pretty harsh language in it. And it's on the official Nintendo account. And
damn.
Like the official Nintendo YouTube. And it's age gate restricted. And, you know, it made me think, like, I couldn't remember if they had done that with Doom, because obviously Doom would have an age gate restriction. And maybe even Skyrim, because Skyrim's a mature game. It's funny to see a video game trailer on the official Nintendo YouTube channel where some of the characters in it are calling people assholes and saying fucking, and it's kind of like, I don't know, pulls you out of reality for a second. You go, is this really on Nintendo's channel? Is someone getting fired? Did someone mess up here?
Yeah, if Nintendo wants to move into a more like agnostic platform designer position, then that's a smart thing to allow, but if they want to continue curating this image exclusively as a developer of software, then, you know, that would conflict with their image. But I'm glad that they let that happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like people are upset about it. People are stoked. People are having a ball about it.
Good, yeah, it's totally funny on its own, like, given Nintendo's history. If you look at the Switch, it looks like, you know, it looks closest to an adult's piece of hardware versus like the Wii U, which was totally like a fucking play school looking thing.
Yeah,
comparison.
Totally. Yeah, the Wii U had that vibe. It reminded me of those Leapfrog things from back in the day, you know.
Yeah, and that was probably fucking intentional. Those things were built like a tank, too.
Mm-hmm. Could you?
Switch, not.
No, not at all. The Switch, to me, feels super fragile. I would not want to drop that thing from any height at all, ever. Or even bend it. bend it. Like, I remember reading that people, just from gripping it in handheld mode, were bending it.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't know what the fuck they were playing, but I haven't twisted the damn thing, but you can feel the rails on the Joy-Cons flex a little bit under the weight of the of itself.
Yeah, basically. It has some give to it. It's, so yeah, don't drop your Switch and don't get too aggressive playing Mario, which can be frustrating. But don't, oh, yeah. Dark Souls, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to admit that I've twisted it or attempted to twist controllers in half because of Dark Souls 2.
Dude, those games are, they get there. They're like needles under fingernails at times. Seriously.
You played 2, right?
I
that was your first.
No, actually, my first was the very first one, Demon Souls on PS3. Okay. And that, I couldn't play that game. It came out in a stage of my life where I didn't have the patience. The first game that I've really gotten into in the series is Dark Souls 3.
Right.
Every other one, it was just the frustration level was too crazy for me. I couldn't do it. I would have broken controllers. In Dark Souls 3, it got me pretty mad at times, and it got the blood boiling, but I never got to the rage of wanting to smash a controller, you know?
I played all but three of them, or I beat all but number three, and 2 has one of the most frustrating sequences. There's this area that is completely flooded, and there's a rock path just beneath the surface of the water that you have to like look directly at your feet to see, basically. And then off to the sides, you fucking drown if you fall off of it. And also it's filled with water monsters. And then at the end of the rock path are a bunch of fucking wizards that are shooting at you from all the way down there. So, and you have to block their magic, which is a particular kind of attack, as you're aware at this point.
Right, yeah.
So you can't use most shields to block magic.
No.
Just trying to run down this fucking path that you can't see while water monsters are trying to track you down and magicians are shooting you from the other end. Yeah, it's like Penn and Teller's smoke and mirrors status of frustration.
So, I don't know. I guess we'll see when that game, because they're re-releasing, it's like a remastered version of just Dark Souls, right? The first game on Switch. So, I've never played that. So I guess we'll see how many people smash their Switches.
Every time I buy a re-release on the Switch, I go, who fucking cares?
It's just money. It's just something I've already spent all my time doing before and money already.
I don't care.
Speaking of time and money, you are going to maybe help me figure out what I'm going to do about building a PC.
Yeah, dude, you need a new upgrade on your existing machine, which has served you relatively well until now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're entering the PC building market at a uniquely bad time that is never before seen in PC building history. Wherein all of the graphics cards are being completely absorbed by cryptocurrency miners.
It's a sad world.
It's rough, man. And we're talking, like, I bought a 1070 5 months ago for $340, and those things go for like $700 now.
That's wild.
That's insane. So you're at a point right now where the best move is probably just buy a pre-built from someone like Dell or something who's discounting them, and given the cost of graphics cards.
You're right. Does Dell own Alienware?
I think so.
They must, right? Because from what you sent me and what I've looked into, it appears that Dell owns Alienware, which I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've built every PC that I've ever had, and so I've never bought, like, a pre-built before. I don't follow that market, but seeing Alienware on Dell's website was kind of like, oh, all right, I'm okay with this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't even know Dell was still a company. I haven't used a Dell computer or been around a Dell product since middle school math lab. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, there's totally a market for in the like business sector for this kind of shit. But like, yeah, I don't know. I've never known anybody. Well, I don't remember knowing anybody who bought a pre-built desktop in years.
Mm-hmm. How many PCs have you built since you've been doing it?
PCs are funny because, like, you don't really it depends on what you define as like the PC itself. You'll find that in dealing with your built machine, you will part it out at unique points in its lifespan, where you end up with a totally different machine, but you've never actually like fully replaced everything at the same time. So I may have had the same case for 10 years, but I put in another motherboard, which requires another processor. And then maybe that motherboard fits the same RAM that I had. So like a totally unique machines, I've probably built 3 for myself. But I always go big on the build, and then they last for nearly a decade before I have to move on.
Okay. Well, I've never built a PC. I've been a Mac person for a long time. So this is going to be my first entrance into that. It sounds like I'm not even going to build one. I'm just going to buy one straight up because the cryptocurrency miners are making everyone hate them from every side of the world. It's like, okay, let's piss off all the people who build PCs for gaming, or let's piss off all the banks. Let's piss off everyone. So
as an aside, everyone's blaming it on Bitcoin. You can't mine Bitcoin with a graphics card.
Hell no.
No, dude, that's stupid. Everybody's mining altcoins, all right? Or ETH. So ETH. Let's just be straight, all
right?
Where's
your ETH, bro? Let me get your ETH address.
you're not going to build a PC, and that kind of sucks because it's pretty neat. It's a pretty neat process.
Yeah, it's been something I've been attracted to for a long time, and money is always been the thing that deterred me. Yeah, because
didn't I like assemble your PC in front of you?
I don't remember that.
I could have sworn that was what happened. That because I did this with another person. You don't have my old PC, or you didn't end up with my old PC, right?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I did this with another person.
Okay. Oh yeah. You were. I think you offered to sell me it.
No. This happened at work. I built my own PC.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. You did walk me through that. You did. I did sit with you for like an hour and a half while you built your PC, and you explained everything to me.
We were taking work very seriously.
Yes, that was at the height of production for sure.
Yes.
Okay, and the other thing, big news, big announcement.
Let's hear it.
I, after probably 25 hours of playing Fortnite, have finally achieved my victory royale. I did
it.
Oh,
shit.
It feels good, man. Yeah. It feels good.
Yeah? Was it tasty?
It was tasty. It was good. It was delicious. You got a chicken dinner in PUBG, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
And it feels good, dude. The adrenaline, the rush. I did it in duos, so I didn't do it alone. I had a partner with me, and we both achieved. We both lived to the end.
Nice.
So I could feel it, man. Seriously, I get why people. Oh yeah, you get clammy, you get the anxiety setting in, and you get the rush, and then you can't help it. You know, I don't usually get that way, but when you get into it, I feel it. I totally get why thousands of people just watch other people play that game.
Mm-hmm.
Get the vicarious rush. You know?
It's rad. It's a unique dynamic.
Yeah.
I have a wooden wrist rest for my keyboard, and PUBG is the only game where I have to like put a cloth between my wrist and the wood, or else I'm gonna fucking like wear it. I sweat so much.
You're gonna stain it. Get a nice nice sheen on there.
I got my special. Here's my I'm showing Julian my little wrist pad here.
Oh, it's cute.
Yeah.
It's bloody red though. Is that blood? It's like
no, well, it's old
crimson.
Blood, yeah.
Oh, old blood, yeah. Splinters? Or you just chafed your wrist chafe?
They're a little bit of wrist chafe, yeah.
Old PUBG splinters. Wrist chafe.
Everybody's got some.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just don't ask them where.